Hey folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and also grow your community. And today's guest is the one and only Fergus Matheson from The Podcast Genie. And we're going to be talking about, guess what, all things podcasts. So Fergus, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Gary. Thank you for having me on your show and showing me with your listeners.
No, absolutely golden for you to be part of it. So, as I said in the intro, we're going to be talking all about podcasts, but for the people who don't know what Podcast Genie, your company, does, let's give a brief synopsis of it. So how would you describe that to someone?
So basically, I run a podcast connection service, a podcast agency. Basically, it's just like a podcast agent. So I connect people with their ideal podcast match. So it takes a bit of research and a bit of going, and also I work with podcasts to get their ideal guests. And also I do a little bit of helping on the side as well. So I help different podcasters get the most out of their podcasts and put in systems and things like that as well. So I've been able to help them along their way of the podcast journey as well.
Lovely. And for people who don't know what a podcast is, how would you describe it?
A podcast is just like a recorded conversation, really. That can be anything, really. But usually it is a topic based. I mean, there are several conversation based podcasts that are about just by normal people just talking like me and you are now, mm-hmm. From all walks of life. And then there's obviously other ones that are like more categorized into genres and topics, and they talk about a specialist area that could be anything from, say, fishing to embroidery, which a few people are of the group that I run. They are got many different avenues and genres. More than what you could think about, because there are 900,000 podcasts worldwide.
Nice.
Which is obviously a huge number. Some of them are obviously dormant. Some of them are solo podcasts. Some are interview podcasts. And some are mixed, so they have a bit of everything. From live events to interviews to solo to information. So they have a lot. There was one that I've just started listening to from Richie Norton, who's been on 500 podcasts.
Wow.
Interviews. Okay. And he's just started up his podcast. And basically, it's a trilogy. So what he does is he has a solo podcast. So he talks about his thoughts or the up-and-coming podcast. And then he talks with someone for the interview, mm-hmm. and then he has a breakdown of the interview. So he has a three-part trilogy cycle.
Nice. So for people who don't have the time or just want to get that kind of golden nuggets of it, I'm guessing they'll watch the third part of the trilogy, the breakdown. But actually, the people who want the meat and the bones, who want to actually understand it more, they'll listen to this, you know, the actual main set.
Yeah, because he wanted to give back as much as he possibly could so that he could actually take the lessons from the interview into a more classroom-based third episode.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And what was his name again?
Richie Norton. So he's a TEDx speaker. He's an author as well. He's brought about a book. I can't remember at the moment.
But that's just good. But yeah, the listeners, check that name out. Check him out. Especially if he's done 500 interviews, he knows what he's talking about. So in terms of podcasts, we've spoken about what they are, and you spoke briefly about what kind of topics and what formats they are. But how did you get into it?
How did I get into it personally? I fell into it.
Okay.
I was having fun. So I actually worked with, at first, I got on a very much like conversation what we're having now, Gary, which was a video call with somebody called Donnie Boven, who comes from Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. Mm-hmm. He has a podcast called Success Champions, which is rated in the top 200 in the US entrepreneurial scene. And he was so enthusiastic over his over just a chat. And I was thinking at the time to start a podcast. Mm-hmm. And he was so enthusiastic, had time for me and everything else. And I thought to myself, yeah, this is something I want to do. And I want to give back to him and I want to see what I can do for him. So mm-hmm. within that, I kept on looking, as you do, on Facebook and see if there was anything that I could help out with. Just did little comments, likes and whatever. Then it came up to the point where probably about 28 months ago, where he put up a thing and said, does anybody know any suggested guests? There's a few people that put, there was a person that put him in touch with Eric Thomas, the big motivational speaker. And because I'm part of a group, mentoring group with Brad Burton, I was able to put him in touch with Brad. Brad obviously, as Brad is, he agreed to come on his show very generously. And then I thought to myself, okay, for some reason in the back of my mind, I thought, I can do more. There's more I can do here. I can help him out more than just what I've just done. And I was like, sometimes my brain, I just play on things and I want to get things done. So I kept up the conversation, and he was like, because you know what it's like when you get in touch with people over the internet, they could be anyone. So so he was like, I don't know if I want you to, you know, do it or whatever. I said, come on then, Donnie, let's keep going and see what we can get. Yeah. And then after a while, I broke him down and we were able to get him, you know, I was able to get him sort of motivational speakers, entrepreneurs, some of the biggest names on the circuit, as in people like Patrick McDavid, John Lee Dumas, John Gordon, Mike Mihaljevic, and various other people from the world of athletes, powerlifters. I mean, we're talking
huge. About everybody.
Yeah, we're talking about huge, even because his was more of a, he obviously had to have a entrepreneurial theme to it, but it was all people from all walks of life and getting them and telling their story. So that's how that started. And then I helped him get on shows. So I learned how to get him on shows. And then during that time, I actually made contact with the people and seeing whether they needed help. This was all free work. This wasn't paid for or anything like that. And I reached out to the people that had been on the show and see if they needed help or wanted to go on podcasts. So I helped out a few of them. Mm-hmm. And in this time, Donnie actually stood back and he said to me, he goes, you do actually know people get paid for this in the States. They get paid for it. And I was like, just having fun and just enjoying what I'm doing, making a difference to you. It's making a difference to your show and it's making you happy, you know. So that gave me the motivation, and then obviously the motivation to help other people, as in, because I do listen to the podcasts as well, and some of them I do like through video, and it's pleasing to see when people connect, like they have that connection through a podcast.
Sorry folks, we've just stopped in a little bit there. We are back.
Have that connection on a podcast, and have that, which you can have in general life through just a normal conversation, but for a recorded conversation, that two people that have never met before, but they're on the same wavelength, and that is recorded, is quite powerful. And and he just said, you're having fun. And so I rolled it out to a trial to see who I could work with first off, because nice. You can't work with everybody. And there's specific genres that I might not know a lot about, you know, because if you look on iTunes right now, there's this loads of genres. There's like over 30 genres or something crazy like that. So I'm not necessarily going to know what's happening in the health scene, you know, or anything else. But because obviously having that information stored in your brain, that can be too much. But yeah, I was able to do that, and then we went on a trial basis and saw that, and then I actually, within the last sort of 5 or 6 months, it's been developing, but I've been able to work one-on-one, which I really enjoy. At first, we were thinking about rolling it out as a subscription-based thing, which I think I'm going to do later on. But we were just working with people and putting them on their podcast journey, and getting more awareness and seeing their confidence grow with every podcast they do. So
brilliant.
It's really good.
Now, I love that. Now, the people who are listening to this who maybe they've had the idea of starting a podcast, but they don't know where to start. You know, let's just give them a few little tips now, because I know there's loads of different avenues out there, and different platforms that you can launch a podcast on. Where do you recommend, and where do you reckon they should get started?
Well, obviously there's like, you could start a podcast up today. If you've got your wireless earphones that you use in the car, or you use them for your hands-free in your car, you can use them to start your podcast on Anchor. Anchor's very much a, it's a service that's available to you, and it's obviously free, but it can be very much, if you use it just the normal platform, it is very much like a Facebook Live, as in you can't really edit it that well and everything else. There's a platform that I recommend and has been recommended to me through various different people, which is Simplecast.
Okay.
Which is a good platform because it actually beams out to all of the platforms that you can think of.
Lovely. Like, I'm guessing iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Google Play, those kind of ones.
Oh, definitely. And as well as that, you can see the analytics. So you can see the different countries that people are listening to from, and it records it all on there for you. I think it's one of the good ones. There are several other platforms out there that people use, like I think Podbean's one of them. Mm-hmm. There's a few others that are about, definitely.
Yeah, so I've got experience using Podbean. Dead simple to use. That's pretty good. And there's platforms like Audio Boom, which creates those feeds as well. But the main thing for me, it really, when I'm talking about podcasting, when people want to start launching it, is they've got to have the idea. They've got to have the idea of the show they want to create. And, you know, you've already alluded to it. Is it going to be an interview based? Is it going to be just them talking? How long is it? You know, what technical stuff they're going to need to do. They've got to work out all of these kind of things, as well as then the distribution of it. And obviously the sharing of it as well, because they don't want to spend the time doing it and then not share it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think as well, though, it's a lot of these things like running a business or doing a podcast. It's always bigger in your head, because there's always this somebody that has done it bigger or better than you, but you don't see necessarily the steps that they've taken to get where they are now. So, like, for instance, like somebody like John Lee Dumas, who does a podcast every day, so 5 days a week, he had to start from somewhere. He had to start from the very beginning and have just one listener and build it up to 100 listeners, 200 listeners, 300 listeners, and now he's got five million subscribers to his podcast. And I think he makes, because on his website he says about how much he earns for his podcast and affiliates and stuff like that. I think it's about 4 million a year.
We're not playing about in terms of money wise, but you've said such a golden point. They've had to start somewhere. You know, he had to start from one follower to get to 100 followers to get to the followers he's got now. You know, it all starts with just that one person. It does. Have you got any kind of tips about how to grow someone's audience when it comes to podcasts?
Yeah, so the way that you can do it is through a Facebook group. You can have a launch party. They call it a launch party, where you invite your friends, your family, and you fill them with... you fill the group with content, and also it's a good sounding board. So you can ask for very general ideas. You can say to them, look, what do you think of this? If I do this and this, and this is what graphics we're going to use. And this is what, and use their opinions to create your show. So that's really good. And when you launch it, they can come along with you for the ride and be sort of ambassadors to that and promote that podcast.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I've just got so many questions. I'm just going to load a few more on you, if you don't mind. You know, what kind of tips would you give someone like me? So to give you an example, at this stage, the Grow Show is, I think, on episode probably, let's say probably 12 or 13. I've got experience of running podcasts for about 4 or 5 years, but under different kind of names and different things. The Grow Show is my baby now, where it's interview stuff. And let's say I want to take it to the next level. I want to, instead of, let's say, 100 to 200 listeners per show, I want to take it to 1,000 to 2,000. You know, I want to get a podcast myself. I really want to launch it. And there must be other people out there who are in this position. Where do we go? What can we do to kind of take it from 3 digits, so 100 listeners, to 1,000 listeners?
I'd say that you need to start thinking of it like a business rather than a hobby. So start thinking about particular days which you might actually upload your podcast and keep it to those days. And if you're thinking about, if you've got one a week, and you feel you can do more, maybe 2 a week, and start uploading that. But what you should have is, you should have podcast interviews that you've already got in the can. If you're gonna do that, as in, you think to yourself, well, I need to have 2 a week that are gonna go, that are gonna be uploaded. So obviously, then you think about having 8 episodes a month in the can before you start. To the next month, and always have a month ahead of yourself, so that you know that you've got that already in place.
Love it, love it. And so you've got the interviews, you've got them kind of batch recorded, and you've got them there. You've got probably 1 or 2 going out a week. What then?
You need to be looking at different ways that you can advertise your podcast, as in promote it. There are various Facebook groups, and obviously you can put it on your LinkedIn profile and everything else. There are meetups that they do now, podcast meetups. But what you should be looking for is possibly reaching out maybe to different kind of guests, people that you admire and that you respect. That might be another way of boosting, but not sort of keeping in the same order that you've created the show, really.
Yeah. So you've got the main central idea for the show. So you're not kind of deviating, you're just adding to it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's like what you said, Gary. I mean, there's a guy in America called Jeremy Ryan Slate, who's got a podcast called Creating Your Own Life, like you said. He actually started a podcast, and he started talking about personal development and everything else. And he was only 20, I think he was like sort of in his 20s. And he said it didn't feel right, wasn't right. And in the end, after I think it was like 10 episodes, he decided, I don't know, podcasting's for me. And he decided to drop it. And then he brought Create Your Own Life out, which has had people like Grant Cardone. It's had various different celebrities on, and he's created a big, big sort of power base podcast. And now he speaks all across the world. Last year, when I was speaking to him, he was speaking in Kiev, which is from Europe, and he goes all across America, sort of talking about his thing. Does very much the similar, same as me, sort of podcast PR, which he has his own PR company doing that. For promotion, you should be looking to different Facebook groups, There are many about to promote your podcast, and it might not even be actually be specifically a podcast group that you'd be looking at. It might be an entrepreneurial group, or if you've got something like a regionalized podcast, you get into those groups that are in that region and start talking to those people and putting links to your podcast every bit, not spammy, but every now and again, put in your podcast and this is what we've had and who we've had on our show. And that's a good way of growing your audience. And also to encourage people.
I love that point. I absolutely love that point, because what you're saying is you're basically finding the places where the podcast is going to give value. So that could be groups for entrepreneurs, groups for local, but basically sharing it where there's going to be value. And I think that is the key bit. Absolutely key. It is. I'm going to do a part two of this interview at some point, if that's okay, because I want to delve into the States and how to get your podcast global. And I know you deal with a lot of the American market. But as we're running short on time now, I want to delve into that a bit more. So should we catch up on doing part two later on in the year? Just kind of before we go, I just want to ask you two things. And these things I always ask my guests when they come onto the show. First one is basically, how can people get in contact with you? Because for me, podcasting is something that I believe that most people, most businesses, communities should have access to. And you've already mentioned some really good sites and how to kind of, first of all, create it, then to share it, and then to kind of maximize from it. But how can people get hold of you?
So for me, it's on most social platforms. So LinkedIn, LinkedIn and Facebook on my majority platform. I've started playing a little bit on TikTok recently, because I've heard that's a good place to be for podcasters. So I wanted to check it out. So I'm on TikTok. I don't know a lot about it, as I admit, but I'm on there as well. But LinkedIn and Facebook, I'm readily available. And
brilliant.
If you need any advice, or the listeners need any advice, then they can get in contact with me on those two platforms.
And they can search you under Podcast Genie.
Yep, I've got a Facebook business page, Facebook Genie. I've also got a Facebook group, which is Podcast Genie Global Connection Group, which I connect podcasters and guests together on there, a free group, and with tips and stuff like that all in there. So that's another thing that I'm doing.
Brilliant, thank you. And I can't leave this interview without asking what your final thought would be. So what is your one golden nugget of information, your final thought that you wanted to close the show with?
I think we all think about things a lot. We sometimes dwell on things, but not everything has to be perfect first time. And I think really to think about that, getting it out there is more important sometimes than how you're executing it. You can always get better as you go along. So I think that's the golden nugget.
Fergus, it's been a pleasure. Let's catch up with part two later on in the year about, again, more podcasting tips and hints there. But thanks a lot for your time today. It's been brilliant. And yeah, let's catch up soon.
Brilliant. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Thank you very much.